Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Pam Harris of the Office of Ethnic Ministries of the Diocese of Columbus. Welcome, Pam.
Thank you.
We're going to continue our discussion, but first let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for all of your blessings. Renew in us a steadfast spirit that we may continually rely on you and with the courage that you give us, always serve you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Pam, welcome again. It's good to continue our conversation. Last time, we were talking about how you came to know the Lord. I thought we might continue by kind of talking about your mission, what you do. You know, a part of your conversion story was that the Lord had given you really this mission to work for the church.
Yeah.
And you're from Richmond originally, but you've ended up here in Columbus, and you are the director, is it? The director
Yes.
of the Ethnic Ministries Mm-hmm. Office. What does the Ethnic Ministries Office do?
Basically, it's more of an awareness of the many beautiful cultures we have here in the Diocese of Columbus. And one of the great things, or the uniqueness about Ethnic Ministries Office, is that we are together, yet we celebrate our uniqueness.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean, for instance, the African community is diverse in itself, just the same as you're aware. We have beautiful people from Cameroon and Nigeria, Uganda, Ghana, several other places. And so it's great to see everyone in their respective community celebrating liturgy as it relates to their culture. But the other thing, what we're trying to do also is to have all of us come together and share that culture and celebrate with everyone. Not so much as to say to lose who you are, but more along the lines of coming together and reflecting and learning each other's languages, customs, traditions, and really seeing that we are one person. We are one people, I should say. It goes back to all of us are made in the image and likeness of God. And so, but you have, for instance, our Mother Mary, who has appeared to so many different cultures, reflecting that particular culture. And so Ethnic Ministries Office really tries to celebrate the uniqueness, in addition with doing a lot of different workshops and programs to help nurture and really enhance the significance of that respective culture. Not so much as to say, oh yes, this person is wearing a certain type of garment, that's who they are. It's really not. It's a part of who they are, but it's not who they are. We're all God's people, and we all want to celebrate and be a part of the worship experience that we're used to, that we were brought up in.
Yeah, I'm really struck by what you say with the in regards to the catechism in the mark of the church, you know, the Catholic mark, in that section of the catechism talks about Catholic means a unity, but in diversity.
Right.
And I think we often think of the, you know, the Latin Catholic experience, you know, the Western Catholic experience.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But even that, there's great diversity in it. Just,
Absolutely.
You know, even like, say, for instance, in Italy, you know, there is the Ambrosian Rite in Milan, and, you know, and in other areas, there are these other sort of diverse rites, R-I-T-E-S, based on religious orders.
Exactly.
But then even in a larger sense, the different sort of ethnic flavors, we might say, mm-hmm. of Western Catholicism, you know,
yes.
spread throughout all of the different continents and
yes.
whatnot. So it's a difficult balance, and it sounds like even in your office, you're trying to maintain it, the diversity, but also the unity, to emphasize both.
It is a balance. It's one that I am grateful to be a part of and to really work with the community and the church to find that balance, because you don't want it to seem as though you're putting one culture above another, first of all. It's one of those situations where you'll have the Hispanic Latino community celebrating in their whatever language that they're used to and want to celebrate in. But yet and still, if you have someone who is Filipino, and they have, of course, again, you have very many languages in mm-hmm. in the Philippine tradition, but finding that parish that would be open to allowing the celebrations to happen in their respective culture is sometimes can be a challenge. And I think that if we bring people together more often than not to get to learn one another, I think that kind of will help decrease the whole situation of not sure of what this group is going to bring and mm-hmm. how they're going to celebrate. I remember when I was in Richmond, my parish, we like gospel music. We're African-American parish. And so I personally don't really care for gospel music, but that was my parish. So there goes that whole stigma. Not everybody likes the same type of music. I was talking to a group. We were trying to decide on Diocesan Youth Conference, how we were going to bring the many cultures together. And we were talking about the music, and the person says, well, Pam, I understand you guys have gospel music, but you have to understand that this is a liturgy. This is a mass. Yes, I get that. So you still have that mentality where if we're not celebrating exactly like the majority, then you're not really either considered Catholic or it's not what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we break that barrier? How do we get people to understand that it's okay to celebrate the liturgy in a different language or to include cultural traditions because you're still following along the lines of the Mass. The Mass is not going to change.
Mm-hmm. Well, excellent. If you're tuning in now, this is Conversations on Discipleship. Welcome. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me is Pam Harris of the Ethnic Ministries Office of the Diocese of Columbus. And we've been talking about ethnic ministries and I think really the diversity of disciples in the Catholic faith, you know,
yes.
And that there are all these different ethnic even in our local church, there are mm-hmm. all these different ethnic communities. And I think mm-hmm. People don't realize that. We know that immigration is a reality. Mm-hmm. You know, migration has always been a part of the human condition. You know, even Adam and Eve had to move from the Garden of Eden. You
yeah.
know, this is a part of human history. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are, I mean, of course, there's the all of the Spanish-speaking groups that have immigrated into yeah. the Columbus area. Of course, mm-hmm. Father Schock kind of covers them as the vicar for Latino ministries.
Yes, yes, he does. I'm so happy that he is a vicar for that ministry because he understands and he's a type of individual who welcomes conversations and bringing people together.
Mm-hmm.
I had the pleasure of working with him for the Encuentro gatherings that
oh,
we
yeah.
did last year and here in the diocese. And I learned a lot from him. I appreciate how much he wants to share about the Spanish-speaking community and how much he wants to bring everyone together. I believe that we're going to have a gathering for Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Yes, I've heard
correct?
That in
yeah.
2020. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
the 2020 gathering. I think it's on a Saturday. December
yes.
the 12th is on a Saturday. So.
Yes, but it's a gathering for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so that how do we help people, the faithful, to understand that anything that comes out of the Latino ministry or the ethnic ministries office is not designated towards the respective cultural groups. It's for everyone. That's what discipleship is. It's to bring everyone together and celebrate one commonality, which is, of course, our faith, our Lord. And so I think it's important that people understand that whenever we share different traditions, different just gatherings, that everyone should be a part of it and come, because that's how you learn about one another. I had to get used to learning about people from America after growing up in Europe, and it was a shock. It was certainly a shock, but you know that any place you go to a mass, if you know the mass, you can follow along whether you speak the language or not. Mm-hmm. And I think it speaks volumes when someone such as myself, who's African-American, will go visit a Korean-speaking mass just to be there to support. I know how to follow along, and I have the visual aid type, so I can see where I need to kneel, where I need to sit. So I think if we can all intentionally start doing that to share each other's liturgical experiences, I think it would really grow into all of us truly embracing that discipleship spirit.
It's beautiful. Yeah, we're enriched by all of these different cultures. And I think, you know, as we encounter these, and maybe in the next part of our conversation, we can discuss about encountering Christ in others. But, you know, when we encounter Christ in these other people and other groups and other ethnic groups, we pick something up, and he gives us a great gift. So
absolutely.
On that
absolutely.
Note, well, thank you so much, Pam, for joining us. Let's end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks. We praise you for the gift of your church, for your Holy Catholic Church, through whom you gather all of the nations. And we just give you thanks for the gift of diversity in the life of the church that enriches us and strengthens us to live as one. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And this has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Pam Harris of the Diocese of Columbus. Until next time, peace and all good.